everybody to attention and maybe open in prayer.
Okay.
Yeah.
记得长老带我们做个开始的祷告。
Thank you very much for coming out this morning, and I'm sure we're going to enjoy the time together in the Lord's work.
我们谢谢大家今天上午能一起出来，那我们相信能在主的带领下，我们有个很好的学习。
So let's just pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Lord, we want to thank you again for your word.
主啊，我们再一次感谢您的话语。
Lord, your word is eternal as our word.
因为您的话语是永恒的。
And we thank you that we can always rely on it, whether we're 5 years old or we're 50 years old or 80 years old. Lord, your word is always true.
我们无论什么年纪，五岁、五十岁还是八十岁，都能倚靠您的话，您的话是真实的。
So Lord, we thank you for all that have come out this morning with eager hearts, with anticipation to learn from your word. And Lord, we just pray that the Spirit of God might be working in the hearts of those that want to learn.
主啊，谢谢您带领我们每一个人怀着饥渴慕义的心出来，求您的圣灵今天上午光照我们，让我们能学习您的真理。
Open up their understanding, Lord, that the Lord Jesus might be revealed to them.
也开我们的心，能让我们在圣灵的启示下明白。
So Lord, we commend ourselves to Thee now, and we pray for each other, Lord. We pray for Joe as he ministers Thy word to us, Lord, that we can apply it in our lives as we learn through the teaching of the word. So we give Thee thanks now in Jesus' name.
主啊，求您教导我们，也祝福我们的讲员哲迪兄，也让我们彼此能够互相带导，让我们能够明白您的话语。祷告奉主耶稣的名 ，Amen.
Amen. Okay, we want to welcome Florence this morning.
欢迎 Florence.
Welcome, glad you're here. And Lee, do you have a grandchild yet? Isn't his daughter expecting?
Yeah, not yet.
Okay. When is the date?
这什么时候？
预算是3月3号，但是现在超过了。
Already overdue.
Already overdue. Like the Lord, come any minute. Very good. Good. Thank you. Okay. You should have an outline that Roy has extra outlines. If you don't have one, the outline is entitled, Will the Real Blind Man Please Stand Up?
我们有一张单张，就是真正的瞎子请站起来，所以如果没有呢，举手让Roy弟兄给你。
Okay. All right, very good. Welcome Sharon, welcome Derek, welcome. Okay, we are studying in John's Gospel, chapter 9.
我们在学习约翰福音的9章。
When we study the New Testament, we mostly learn about the life of Jesus Christ.
然后我们学习新约的时候呢，我们一直在学习主耶稣的生活。
The New Testament follows the Lord Jesus from his birth through his death and his ascension.
所以福音书呢，在讲他的出生，直到他的死和升天。
Afternoon shift coming in now. Thank you. Very good. That's a joke, by the way. Okay. And when we learn about the life of Jesus, one thing we learn is that he is very compassionate.
那我们学习耶稣的生活的时候，我们认识到一点嘛，他是非常有爱的。
He most often helps people who are poor or sick or in really needy conditions.
他总是帮助那些贫穷的、有疾病的、有需要的人。
Let me remind you that Jesus, even though he had nothing, he had everything to offer to others.
耶稣呢，即便他在人看来是一无所有的，但他却有一切可以提供给人的。
Now the reason I said he had nothing is because it is not recorded that he even owned a house.
我说他没有什么东西都没有呢，因为圣经记载呢，他干脆连房子都没有。
As far as we know, he never had any money in his pocket.
那据我们所知呢，他口袋里也一点钱都没有。
He says, birds of the air and foxes of the fields, they have their dens and nests, but I don't have anything like that, he said.
所以他说天上的飞鸟有窝啊，狐狸有洞，但是人子也就是他自己没有枕头的地方。
So you might say, how could Jesus help me? He didn't have anything.
你可能会问呢，耶稣怎么帮我呢？他什么也没有。
It is because Jesus did not put great importance on possessions.
因为耶稣并不是把拥有的产业呢，地上拥有的产业放在一个很高的位置。
He put a great importance on our love for God and our love for one another.
他把我们对神的爱呢，和我们彼此之间的爱呢，放在一个最高的位置。
No. Let me ask you a question. Now, this is not a trick question, but I want you to see if you have an answer. What is the greatest expression of love?
我来问大家哈，大家知不知道最大的表达啊，对爱的最大的表达是什么呢？
What would be the greatest thing I could do to show you that I love you?
那我最大的是我能做的，向你来表现，表明我爱你的这个事情，我是什么呢？
Give my life. 就是
舍己啊，就把自己的生命献上。
Greater love has no one than this, that a man lay down his life for his friend.
对，这是耶稣的原话，他说，人若为自己的朋友舍己啊，爱就没有比这更大的。
But the Lord had greater love, because he laid down his life for his enemies.
但神有比这更大的爱，就是他为他的仇敌舍己。
We might can imagine in our mind that there are some people that we would actually die for. We would give our life for them because we love them. They're our family.
那我们在脑子里呢会认同这样的一个想法。那有些人呢，我是会愿意为他死的。他是我亲爱的亲人，所以我愿意。
I am.Pretty sure that if any of my children or grandchildren were in danger, I would be willing to, if necessary, to give my life so that they could be spared or saved.
那我呢，很确定呢，如果我的几个孩子和我的那十几个孙子辈呢，他们当中有一个出现了生命的危险呢，我觉得我会愿意。我的生命线上呢，若能换他们能够得赦免，得生。
With those are people that I know and love. They're people in my family. I would find it difficult to give my life for a convicted criminal.
那对于一个确切的罪犯啊，已经被定罪的罪犯来说呢？我应该就没有这种心了，那不像我对我的亲人那样。
Think about it like this. What if you went to the prison and said to the warden, there is a man in this prison who's a very, very bad man, but I want to go into the prison and take his penalty, and I want you to let him free out of the prison, and I will take the punishment for him.
你想一想，假设你去一个监狱里，你跟那个管监狱的人说呢， 里面有一个特别糟糕的重刑犯，你说呢，我愿意替他承担他的惩罚，求你把他释放了，把我关进去。
I would find that very difficult. Somebody I don't know who is a convicted criminal, why would I do that?
我会觉得这样的事对我来说会很困难。那一个被定罪的，确切被定罪的罪人，为什么我会想要去替他死呢？
Now, let me remind you that the Bible, God's Word said,All of us are convicted criminals. The Bible calls it sin. We are all sinners and we're all convicted sinners.
那我要提醒大家呢，圣经告诉我们，我们每一个人都是罪人，而且我们是被确切审判定罪了的罪人。
And the Bible says the penalty for sinners is death.
圣经也说呢，罪人的审判就是死，惩罚就是死。
So the whole world, doesn't matter if you're from China or from Mississippi, it doesn't matter, the whole world is convicted of sin against a holy God.
所以全世界，无论你是在中国来的还是密西西比来的，在这圣洁的神面前呢，都是罪人。
So,In reality, we're all on death row. We're all condemned to die.
换句话说呢，我们都是死刑犯啊，那我们都是被定罪，准备要死。
But Jesus said, I will come and give my life for the sinner.
但耶稣说呢，我要来把我的生命给到罪人。
So who can tell me a Bible verse?That says that Jesus gives his life for the sinner.
谁能给我们一句圣经的经文说耶稣为罪人把命舍了？
John 3:16. Yeah. Okay. John 3:16. Okay.That's a good verse, but it doesn't quite answer my question. But let's read it. It's a good verse.
这是个很好的经文，虽然不是完全能回答我这问题，我们可以读一下这段经文。
Okay. Do I have a volunteer to read that verse? You can read it in Chinese if you want to.
谁能帮我们读一下这节经文？用中文也可以。
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
Yep. Okay. Well, my question. Now that's a great verse. God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish. See, should not die, but have everlasting life. But I'm asking for a verse that says.That Jesus took the sinner's place. He died for the sinner. Anybody got that verse?
所以他想要的一节经文是耶稣站在罪人的位置上替他去接受了惩罚。
我是想到这些经文，这忘记在哪里了。
Romans
为义人时是有的吧，然后为什么是有的？
Yeah,
然后
当
时。
Yeah, talking about Romans 5:7-8.
Okay, Romans 5:7-8. That's pretty good. Romans 5:7-8. Who can read that for us?
谁能帮我们读一下罗马书的5:7-8?
为义人死是少有的，为人人死是或者有敢做的，唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就在此向我们显明了。
嗯，
What's the reference?
5:7.
Yeah. Okay. Very good. Let's think of one more, and then I'll move along. One more verse.
再想一节。
If you've been studying with us on Tuesday mornings, you will remember this verse.
1
Corinthians
15. 15. 1 Corinthians 格林多前书15章
Chapter 15. And just the phrase, is verse 3? Yeah, verse 3. Just the phrase, Christ died for our sins. Okay, so we got some good verses that tell us that Jesus did not die for his own sins, but he died for the sinner. Who is us?
所以我们读到一些经文啊，看见耶稣不是为他的罪死了，他是为我们这些罪人的罪死了。
Okay. That is what the Bible calls the good news.
所以这也是圣经所说的好消息的意思。
It is the gospel.
对，这个就是福音了。
Christ died for our sins, he was buried, and he rose again the third day according to the scriptures.
他埋死了，为我们的罪死了，埋葬了，又照圣经所说，第三天复活了。
And anyone who wants to become a Christian needs to believe that, to accept that message.
所以任何愿意成为基督徒的，就需要相信、接受这样的一个事实。
Okay, now let's go to John chapter 9, and we're going to continue in the story of the blind man.
我们继续约翰福音九章啊，在这生来瞎眼的瞎子这个部分。
On your outline, at the top of your outline, it says, "Will the real blind man please stand up?"
我们在这个单章里呢。标题是那真正的瞎子请站起来。
And let's read the last verse of John chapter 9.
我们读九章的最后一节。
The last verse, verse 41.
四十一节。
Jesus said to them, "If you were blind, you would have no sin. But now you say, 'We see.'" Therefore, your sin remains.
耶稣对他们说，你们若瞎了眼就没有罪了，但如今你们说我们能看见，所以你们的罪还在。
Now, let me remind you, that's a very difficult verse to understand if you don't understand the story.
如果你不理解整个九章呢，这是四十一节是一个比较难懂的经文。
You would think by reading that verse that if you're blind, if you can't see, you won't have any sin.
你从字面会觉得，哎，我要瞎了，那我就没罪了。
But if you say, "I'm not blind, I can see," then you have sin.
你如果说呢，我没有瞎，那你就还的罪，你的罪还在。
Wouldn't that be something? I'm just thinking about it. Wouldn't that be something if the only way to get rid of your sin is to be blinded?
是不是说呢，唯一是把你的罪除掉，就是去瞎眼瞎了，就没有罪了呢
？Can you imagine the gospel message being, if you want to have your sins forgiven, you come up here and we're going to take both eyes out so you can't see, and then you won't have any sin？
是不是说呢，你让一个人能够罪得赦，或者没有罪了，就把他的眼睛拿出来，他就没有罪了呢？肯定不是这个。
Wouldn't that be weird？
一定不是这么奇怪的解法啊
！It's unbelievable that people would do that.
也很不可让人想象人会这么去做。
So we know that that verse is not teaching that if you're blind you don't have any sins. But what is the verse teaching?
所以我们知道这个经文不是在讲你瞎了就没有罪了，但他这节经在讲什么呢
？Okay.So let's go back to on your outline. You'll see halfway down the page is called the storyline.
所以在单章的下半部分就是故事线。
This is the story of the blind man and what happened to him.
这是一个瞎子的故事，发生在他身上的事。
So let me read, or let us read, I should say. Let's read down through verse 7. 1 through 7, and we can read around. Okay.
我们从第一节先读到第七节啊，一人一节。耶稣过去的时候，看见一个人生来是瞎眼的。
门徒问耶稣说：“拉比，这人生来是瞎眼的，是谁犯了罪？是这人呢？是他父母呢？”
耶稣回答说：“也不是这人犯了罪，也不是他父母犯了罪，是要在他身上显出神的作为来。
趁着白日，我们必须做了差我来者的工；黑夜将到，就没有人能做工了。
我在世上的时候。”是世上的光。
耶稣说了这话，就吐唾沫在地上，用唾沫和泥抹在瞎子的眼睛上，
对他说：“你往西罗亚池子里去洗。”西罗亚翻出来就是更差遣，他去一洗，回头就看见了。
Yep, 听见了。
Okay, so far in our story, we have met the Lord Jesus in verse number one.And we meet the blind man in verse number one. Says Jesus saw the blind man.
所以我们故事线呢，在第一节呢，我们看见了耶稣，也看见了一个瞎子。
So the blind man was born blind.
而且这是一个生来就瞎的。
Okay. So the disciples, we studied this last week. The disciple says, well, who sinned that this man was born blind? Did the man sin or did his parents sin?
那门徒就问，这谁犯了罪呢？是他的父母犯了罪呢，还是他犯了罪？
And Jesus says, no, it doesn't work like that. And neither one, his parents or the man, they did not sin to cause this blindness.
那耶稣回答说的都不是啊，既不是他们，是他也不是他父母，导致这个瞎眼的。
So it says that in verse 3 that the works of God should be revealed in this man.
第三节是要在他身上显出神的作为来。
Okay. So we discussed a little bit last week of why is there sickness in the world.
所以我们上周讲了一点呢，为什么这地上会有疾病？
Why are some people born blind?
为什么会有人生来就瞎了？
Or why is there coronavirus in the world?
为什么地上会有这个冠状病毒？
Why do some people have heart attacks or car accidents?
为什么有的人会心肌梗塞，会有车祸，会有癌症？
So we suggested that there are different reasons why sickness is in the world, but somebody tell me, what is the main reason why there is sickness in the world?
那有谁能告诉我，为什么地上会有疾病？最主要的原因是什么呢
？Sin. That's right.
罪啊，就是罪。
What is the first thing we know in the Garden of Eden that if man sins, what's the first thing we know will happen to him?
那当在伊甸园里，人犯了罪以后做出现的第一件事是什么？在他身上。
First thing.
第一件。
Okay. What did God tell him? First thing that will happen if you eat the fruit, what will happen?
你吃了这果子就会发生什么呢？
You will die.
就死了。
Yeah. Well, we know that the first man and the first woman didn't drop dead, you know.
那我们知道呢，那个亚当夏娃并不当场就倒在地上死了。
But we know they begin to age. Now the days are clicking by.
但是呢，他们在当时吃了之后就开始变老，时间就开始倒计时了。
And we know that they died spiritually, separated from God.
我们也知道呢，他们属灵上与神分离了。
And we know that 930 years later, Adam did physically die, just like God said.
我们也知道930年之后，亚当的确物理上死了，就像神所预言的那样。
Okay. So, whatever sickness is in the world, it doesn't matter what kind of sickness.We know that all sickness came because the first man and the first woman sinned against God, and sin entered into the human race.
我们知道，无论什么样的疾病啊，它都是罪的后果。当亚当夏娃吃了果子之后呢，罪就进到了人里面来。
Let me give you an example of how that happened.
我们告诉你们一个例子，这是怎么发生的。
There are almost close to 100,000 cases now, I think. 96,000 cases in the world of coronavirus. More than that? More or less?
I don't know.
Okay, let's say 100,000 people have coronavirus.
我们假设哈，
Just a guess.
我们随便说一个数啊，假设有十万人得了病毒。
Coronavirus, let's see if I can explain this. What? Coronavirus is transmitted from one person to another person. If you get in close proximity of that person, they can.Transfer the virus, transmit the virus from one person to another person.
那病毒是这么传染的，就当你一个人有了以后呢，另一个很接近他的人呢，就从这有病毒的人那呢得到了，这个病毒就传过去了。
Let's suppose I have the coronavirus.
假设呢，我是那个有那病毒的。
And so I say to you,good morning. How are you?
然后我很咳嗽了一阵啊，然后跟你握手，我说你还好吗
？And you go,、yeah, I don't want to shake hands with this person.
你说呀，我不想跟他我不想跟他握手。
Okay, so the virus can be transmitted to you. Okay, however.You're healthy, right? You don't have the virus. Why can't you transmit your health to me instead of I'm transmitting the virus to you? Why can't you heal me with your help?
那你想过了这个情形吗？就是我呢，把病毒传给你的过程中呢，你是健康的，对不对？那为什么是我把病毒传给你，而不是你把健康传给我呢？为什么只是单向我要把病毒传给你？那既然你是健康的，你也可以把健康传给我呀。
Coronavirus is a transmittable disease. You can go from one person to the other. You infect the other person.
所以，这个病毒呢，就是它是一个从一个人传到另一个人啊，它是不停的往下传，是个感染的过程。
Sin.Is like that.
罪就像这样的，一模一样的。
Let me show you Romans chapter 5.
好，我们来看罗马书的五章。
Somebody read verse 12.
谁帮我们读一下？
Romans chapter 5 and verse.
五章十二节，谁帮我读一下？
这就如罪是从一人入了世界，死又是从罪来的，于是死就临到众人，因为众人都犯了罪。
Okay, the question is, who is the one man in the verse?
问题是谁是这个经文里的那一人呢？
Adam, right. Okay, first, that's the first man on earth is Adam. Okay, and so from Adam, sin entered into the world, into the human race.
所以从亚当的罪就进到了人里面来。
And what else entered into the human race?
那其他还有什么进到了人里来呢？
Death.
死也进到了人里来。
No. Here's an easy question. Anybody can get this. Okay. If you have 100 people, how many of those 100 people will eventually die?
如果你有一百个人，这一百个人里最终会有多少人会死啊？
100?
一百个吗？
100?
是一百个吗？
Yes, that's right.
是的，你说的很对，的确就是一百个。
That's right.
是，是这样。
If you live long enough, you will die. That's a weird way of saying it.
你活得足够久呢，你有一件事一定会发生，就是会死的。
If you don't live long enough, you will die.
那你活得不够久呢，你也会死。
You will die.
反正总是会死的。
And so, why are you born with sin in your life? Why?
为什么你在生命里生来就是带着罪的呢？
Because Adam had sin and is transmitted, is passed on.
因为亚当犯了罪哈，他就一代一代传下来了。
It is passed on through the propagation of the human race. Adam and Eve had two sons. Were they both sinners?
亚当夏娃呢？有两个儿子啊，他们都是罪人。
And the answer is yes. Both Cain and Abel were sinners.
是的，无论是该隐还是亚伯，他们都是罪人。
Because even Abel, who we might say was the good son, he still had to offer a sacrifice for his sin.
即便亚伯，我们都知道他是个好的孩子，但是他依然还要为自己的罪献上祭物。
So you got.Two people start, then their sons, and then everybody else born into sin in the human race.
所以，两个人最初，亚当夏娃，他们犯的罪呢，然后就传到他们的儿子，再一代一代传下来到我们今天所有的人。
Did it ever occur to you that you do not have to teach a child to be selfish?You have to say to that child, you need to share your toys.
你注意到这个现象没有？你不需要教一个孩子去要自私，但是你要教他去学会分享。
You don't have to teach a child to lie. You have to say, honey, tell the truth.
你也不用教一个孩子去撒谎，但你要教他，亲爱的孩子，亲爱的，你不要去骗人。
You don't have to teach a child to be disobedient.
你也不用教一个孩子来背逆你。
They already know that.
他一开始就会的。
Because they're sinners.
因为他是罪人嘛。
They know how to lie. They know how to cheat. They know how to be selfish. They're sinners.
他们就是罪人，他也知道怎么撒谎，生来就知道怎么骗人，怎么背逆，他本来就是知道的。
Because sin has passed on in the human race.
因为罪呢是在一代一代是传下来的。
Now, everybody here today looks very nice. I'm glad you look nice today, but you're all sinners.
我们今天在座每一位啊，看起来都是很好的好人。我也很高兴大家看起来是好人，虽然大家实际都是罪人啊。
All when the Bible says all have sinned, I think that means all.
所以圣经说人人都是罪人呢，他就是没有落下一个。
Even you.
也包括你，包括我。
And so we are in a dilemma. That's right. It has been passed on and passed on. And then one day a man was born without a father.
然后呢，我们在一个进退两难的困境里啊，罪一代一代传下来，直到有一天呢，有一个人出生，但他没有地上的父亲。
You say, no, that can't happen. You have to have a father. You can't be born without a father.
你说这不可能啊，你应该要有个父亲。你没有地上的父亲怎么生呢？
You can be born without a father if a virgin can have a baby.
如果一个童女怀孕了呢，那这个孩子就没有地上的父亲。
But it has to be a virgin, because if you have any man in her life, sin is passing on, remember?
所以呢，罪是通过父亲一代一代传下来的，所以如果她不是童女怀孕呢，那她就这个人生的就是会有罪的。
So the Bible says that Jesus Christ was born by a virgin.
这就是为什么圣经说呢，耶稣是童女怀孕所生的。
And there is I know Florence, you probably never heard anything like this. You know, it's okay. This,
yeah.
I'm sorry, what's
yeah,
the question?
She said, if sin passed through man, but Eve also a sinner, right?
Yes, but the seed is passed on from man, Romans 5:12. Man is accountable, not the woman. The sin nature does not pass on through the woman, only through the man.
犯罪的本性是单单通过男人往下传的，因为他是那被问责的一个，因为他是家里的。
See, the woman cannot have a child without the man.
但是呢，没有地上没有父亲呢，就不可能有孩子。所以
，Yes,
first woman Eve is also guilty, right?
She is guilty. Yes.
她也是，
yes.
她当然是，
yes.
只是她是有罪的。
Adam and Eve both guilty.But Adam is held responsible for his wife.
亚当和夏娃都是有罪的，但是呢，亚当是被神问责，要对夏娃负责的。
所以夏娃既然有罪，但是他也不会把这个罪传递下去。
So which you mean even Eve is a sinner, but she will not pass the sin to her descendant,
uh-huh,
right?
Yeah. She could not pass the sin unless she has a man. So the man and the woman together produce the human race. And through the man and the woman, sin comes into the human race. If you just have a woman, she will live and die. She will never have a child. Even though she is a sinner,She and herself cannot pass that sin on because she will have no children. I'm sorry. What?
She said the same logic also can apply to man.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. If they had no children, the whole thing would have stopped dead in the Garden of Eden. But immediately they had children.
I think she's wondering why only...Man will pass the things to descendants. Why not?
Okay, it's the man that has the seed, okay? In the seed is a program inside that seed. Okay, that seed has a program. Just like you take a seed for a carrot and you plant it, that will come up as a carrot. Okay, and the seed for a turnip, you plant it, that will turn out a turnip. The man has the seed, okay?The woman carries the baby. Even though the genes are mixed from one to the other or whatever, but it's the man's genes, okay, that carry that sin. Because, oh, sorry.
Yeah. 其实呢
No, no.
对，他是他用个种子来做比喻哈，其实就是男人他就像那种子一样，但是这个犯罪的基因呢是从男人这一条线传下来的。那每一个在地上的罪人是因为有一个罪人的父亲你虽然他从我们现代基因学呢两边都会有下来，但是从犯罪的本性呢是从男人那边来的。
That help?
You see
No, okay. Let go back to Genesis chapter 2.
我们再来看一下创世纪的二章。
Maybe this will help if we show you the order of creation.
那我们来看一下创造的顺序啊，也就能帮助你。
I'll just jump around a little bit. Genesis chapter 2, verse 7.
二章的七节，创世纪。
Okay, verse 7. The Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living being.
耶和华神用地上的尘土造人，将生气吹在他的鼻孔里，他就成了有灵的活人，名叫亚当。
Verse 15.
十五节。
Then the Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to tend it and keep it.
耶和华神将那人安置在伊甸园，使他修理看守。
And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, Of every tree of the garden you may freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat, for in the day that you eat of it you shall surely die.
耶和华神吩咐他说，园中各样树上的果子你可以随意吃，只是分别善恶树上的果子你不可吃，因为你吃的日子必定死。
No, Florence.At this point, Eve is not created yet.
所以在这个点上呢，夏娃还甚至没有。
She is not there yet.
都还没被造呢。
So she is going to be created in the story to follow. Look at verse 21.
看二十一节。
And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall on Adam, and he slept, and he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh in its place.Then with the rib which the Lord God had taken from man, he made into a woman, and he brought her to the man.
耶和华神使他沉睡，他就睡了，于是取下他的一条肋骨，又把肉合起来。耶和华神就用那人身上所取的肋骨造成一个女人，领他到那人面前。
So in this story, order is important. So God creates the man first.And then he gives the man the commandment about the not to eat of this certain tree.
所以这个顺序很重要。神是先造的男人，然后先把这个命令，不可以吃那果子的命令给了男人。
So later, Eve, is created by God, and it's interesting that when Eve.Is tempted by the serpent to eat the fruit of the tree, the serpent tempted the woman, not the man. The man had received the commandment directly from God, and the woman had not received that, only from her husband, we suspect.
所以，当蛇去引诱夏娃的时候呢？注意，这个时候引诱的夏娃，她并不是直接从神那接到命令的，但她是从她的丈夫呢，亚当呢知道这命令。
What I'm trying to establish just in creation is that the man is held accountable. The woman will be accountable too, but the man is responsible for his wife and for his family eventually, his home.
所以这里呢，我们看见一个清楚的图景呢。虽然夏娃吃了果子，自己也有罪，但是呢，在整个家和夏娃身上呢，亚当是要负责的。所以神是把这责任问在亚当身上。
Look at verse 4, and as the serpent tempts the woman. Chapter 3, verse 4.
看第三章的第四节。
The serpent said to the woman, okay.And then he says, you're not going to die. He asked her what was going to happen. And she said, oh, if we eat of the fruit, we'll die. And he said, no, you're not going to die.
第四节，蛇就对女人说啊，他说你不一定死。然后女人说呢，不，我们吃了会死。蛇就说呢，不一定的。
Look at verse 6. When the woman saw the tree was good for food,that it was pleasant to the eyes, a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit and ate, and gave also to her husband with her, and he ate.
于是女人见那棵树的果子好做食物，也悦人的眼目，是可喜爱的，也能使人有智慧，就摘下果子来吃了，又给她的丈夫，她丈夫也吃了。
In verse 7, and verse 8, They knew that they had sinned and they ran away from God.
第七节和第八节，他们知道自己犯了罪哈，就躲避神了。
In the last part of verse 8, it says that they tried to get away from the presence of God.
第八节的最后呢，他们躲避耶和华神的面。
And in verse 9, God comes to the garden and notice who he addresses. Verse 9, the Lord God called to Adam and said to him, where are you?
所以第九节呢，耶和华神呼唤那人，就是亚当，对他说，你在哪里？
All I'm suggesting is that God has established headship and order. In the story, Adam got the command. Adam's responsibility is to pass that on. And when there was failure, God holds Adam accountable for the whole thing.
所以神一开始设立了权柄顺序，当这当中有失败的时候呢，神是会使那有权柄需要负责的那一位来负罪的责任。
I think I know what she's getting at. What she's saying is, she's looking at the biological thing, if you get two human beings, a man and a woman, they're both sinners, okay? So they unite and they have a child. That child will also be a sinner too, okay? Now, in the case of Jesus Christ, okay, we have God and a human being. You're saying that the blood of the human being, the woman who was a sinner, was also flowing through the baby Jesus, and that he should be a sinner too. But you don't understand the power of God, okay? God can insulate that. He was truly God, and he was truly man. 100% man, because the woman had the child. She carried the child. But it was the Holy Spirit that impregnated her. Okay? That's the power of God. He could isolate that child, that baby, from that sin. There was no sin in Jesus. Okay? But if there were two human beings involved, that's not such a miracle. You can have a man and a woman, they get together, they have a baby, and that baby is going to be just like them. But if you have a monkey together, you will get a result as a monkey, not as a human being. But when you have God and a human being coming together like that, that is a special human being. It's a supernatural human being. Oh, sorry.
Yeah. 就是他说呢，就是是一个神迹，耶稣基督的出生啊。那我们人的犯罪的本性呢？是从父亲那条线来的，但是呢，耶稣基督他是个全然的人，因为他是玛利亚生的，他也是个全然的神，因为他是圣灵感孕怀孕生的，所以神的神迹可以使他全然的神，所以他完全没有罪，他是个全然的人呢，所以他能够感知我们所肉体所感受的一切啊，所以这是一个本身是一个神迹。
So that's why it says in Genesis.That it won't be the seed of the man, but it will be Jesus will be born of the seed of the woman. Okay? And a woman has no seed. She doesn't have seed. It's a man that has a seed. So it was God that was going to plant that seed in the woman. And she was going to be a surrogate mother, to carry the baby.
所以这就是为什么在创世纪讲到女人的后裔啊，他并没有讲到男人的后裔。他说女人的后裔要击打蛇的头那女人她自己不能有后裔，所以她必须要神用神奇的方式使她有一个后裔这就是创世纪这个预言的意思。
You see, it was man that sinned against God. It wasn't an animal. You could take an innocent animal and kill it and say this is my life for a life. No, it was man that committed sin against GodAnd it was man that had to be judged. So God came as a man. He did not come as a lamb or as a monkey or whatever to be sacrificed. Only God could pay that price because he was without sin.
这也是为什么神是用一个男人的形态来的原因啊，因为他也要全然的为我们的罪，他不是以其他任何的形态，甚至不是动物啊，因为他要为我们的罪付上代价，而我们的罪问责就是问在男人身上。
And that's the miracle of God, that that baby born had no sin.
但是这个童女怀孕生出来的耶稣，他是本身无罪的。
It would have been a different story if we would read in Romans 5, therefore is by one woman sin entered into the world. That would have been a different story, but that's of course not what it says.
如果我们把罗马书的那一节五章十二节说，因着一个女人罪就进入了世界呢，这可能就是另外一个故事了。但事实上这并不是圣经的本来的样子。
Just that the Bible is consistent in that it in Genesis 3 God holds Adam accountable, and Genesis 4 they have two sons, sin is already passed on, and then in the New Testament God says by one man sin passed on, so. The Bible is clear. Whether we can completely explain that or not, and maybe Florence, we haven't completely explained it for you, but that's what the scriptures talk about, that the seed comes from the man, not from the woman.
那创世纪的一章呢？创世纪二章和三章、四章呢，就是先亚当夏娃犯了罪啊，那神问责问在亚当身上，然后到该隐和亚伯的时候呢？这个罪就已经传到了后代啊，直到新约来的时候，神就使这一个人，也就是耶稣基督童女怀孕生出来啊，成为替我们赎罪的这祭物啊。也许我们这就是圣经所讲的，也许我们没有完全回答你的问题，但这的确就是圣经的描述。
I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to think about it while we take a break.We're going to take a break, and we're going to think about that, and maybe we can make other comments after the break. Okay?
也许能够想一想，能够给你一个更好的回答。
Lord, thank you for the time. Thank you for the good question this morning, and for the good answers, and pray that you will give us understanding in Jesus' name.
主啊，谢谢您啊，给我们这样学习的时间，好的问题，好的回答。也求您给我们好的理解，我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名 ，Amen。
Amen。Roy, would you open in prayer for us today, please?
好，各位弟兄给我们带下午的下面一场的祷告。
Father, we thank you this morning.
哇，今天上午我们感谢您。
Thank you for your word.
我们为了您的话语感恩。
Father, we pray that your Holy Spirit may lead us, guide us, and help us.
求您的圣灵今天带领我们，引导我们，也帮助我们。
Father, we pray that you will open your word to our heart, the life, and our.
主啊，求您把您的话语打开，进到我们的心，也应用在我们的生命。
Father, we pray when we start the next session of Bible study, you will bless us, and we commit ourselves into your hands, and give thanks in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord.
当我们下一场开始的时候，求您祝福我们，把这一切交在您的手中。祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
Okay, but we're back in John chapter 9. Please turn back there.
约翰福音的九章。
We're going to take a break from that question. Florence had to go pick up her daughter, and maybe if she comes back next week, we might address that question again.
那我刚刚停下的那个问题呢，我们下周可以继续回来再讲一讲啊。
Could I just ask you, did any of you have that same question in mind?
啊，我就问大家，是不是大家脑子里也有同样的这个问题呢
？Anybody?
有没有？
No, they didn't think of it.
Yeah, they have same question.
Same question. Did the answers help?
Yes.
Did you have another question related to that?
没有其他相应的问题跟这个有没有解决这个问题？大家觉得？
我觉得好像可以。
我这样，你说，
就像种子一样的，就是。
嗯，我这样理解行吗？就是因为那个童子主耶稣基督不是童女怀孕吗？
嗯，
那主是没有罪的，那童所以母亲不是会给孩子罪性带给孩子的，所以就通过这一点上就来说。
She traced back, so because the Bible according to Scripture, Lord Jesus is sinless.And he has no earthly father, so which means earthly mother will not pass the sin to the children, but earthly father will. She understands this.
Okay.
You see, these are the things, some of the things that we can't understand. That's the power of God that we can't understand. His wisdom is infinite. But you know,
所以这个是一个我们不太能理解的，因为这个是从神的能力来的。
So you know, you remember the story of Abraham and Sarah, and Sarah, Abraham could have children, and I don't think there was anything biologically wrong with Abraham, but I think it was Sarah, her womb was closed up, it says, and she couldn't have children.
就像亚伯拉罕和撒拉哈那。是明显是因为萨拉他没有办法，所以他没有办法有孩子啊。在这个例子里呢，并不是亚伯拉罕的责任。
Now God performed a miracle. We can't understand what took place there. What happened? She couldn't have a baby, and then she had a baby.
然后神在这里就使用了神迹啊。他一开始就是萨拉怎么也不能有孩子，但后来却有了孩子。
So what took place there? We can't understand the power of God. What took place
there? 到底他这个里面发生了什么？我们真的不知道。我们只知道神有能力啊。
And this is where faith comes in. We must believe that all things are possible for God. All things. All things are possible.
这就是信心进来的意思了，就是我们总是要相信神，在神凡事都能。
So I was just talking to Joe just before we went into a coffee break.That in 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 16, 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 16 says, And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh. You know, it is a mystery.But God was manifest in the flesh. We don't understand.
Which verse?
First Timothy chapter 4 and verse 16.
No.
First Timothy chapter 3 and 16.
Okay. Three sixteen. Okay. Yeah. 就是大斋提摩太前书三章十六节，大斋敬虔的奥秘无人不以为然，就是神在肉身显现，被圣灵称义。
So that's where faith comes in.
所以这就是信心的来源啊，就是这是我们得凭着信心去相信。
Because you know, scientifically speaking, and biologically speaking, can't have children unless there's a man and a woman.
那从医学上或者从生物学上的，那是不能有孩子，除非有一个男人，有一个女人。
And here was a virgin; she gave birth to a baby.
现在却有一个童女，她生了一个孩子。
So you know that's the power of God.
对，这是神的能力了。
Let me make another comment about this. I didn't planning to do this, but let's go to Matthew chapter 1. I'll show you how God protects the thought of the virgin birth. Matthew chapter 1.
我们可以岔开来讲一讲啊，既然大家有问题，我们就岔开来看马太福音的一章，来看看这个神是怎么来启示我们童女怀孕这个真理。
In verse 18 of Matthew chapter 1, we know that Joseph is going to be instructed by the angel.
在十八节呢，那约瑟在这里被天使所启示啊。
And the instructions that the angel gave to Joseph was that he was to take Mary to be his wife.
天使告诉约瑟呢，他需要把玛利亚娶过来做他的妻子。
Now, Mary has already been with child. In other words, the Holy Spirit has already conceived in Mary's womb, and she is with child. But Joseph and Mary are not married.
但这个时候呢，玛利亚已经圣灵在里面感孕了，玛利亚已经怀孕了，但是约瑟和玛利亚并没有成亲。
There is an embarrassment. Joseph understood that was wrong. They had never been together physically, but now she has a child, and he wanted to just take her away secretly so that save her from the embarrassment of this pregnancy.
那约瑟呢知道这个是很尴尬的，所以他只是想暗暗的休了玛利亚呢，使得这玛利亚呢不至于过于尴尬。
So the Holy Spirit or the angel said to her, don't do that, but go and take her to be your wife.
但是圣灵或者说天使啊，就跟这个约瑟说，不要这么做啊，去把她娶过来。
And then he tells her, think around verse 21, she's going to have a son, his name's going to be Jesus, and he sort of fills Joseph in on the details.
所以二十一节呢，天使就告诉他，他有一个儿子，要给他起名叫耶稣，他就把这细节呢都告诉了。
I want to read verse 24 and 25.
我要读二十四和二十五节。
Then Joseph, being aroused from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord commanded him, and took to him his wife.
约瑟醒了起来，就遵着主使者的吩咐，把妻子娶过来。
But now notice verse 25, how God is very specific about them.
25节呢，神也特别的叮嘱了约瑟。
Verse 25, Joseph did not know her till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus.
只是没有和他同房，等他生了儿子，就给他头胎的儿子，就给他起名叫耶稣。
Now, the implication of that verse is, even though they were married, they did not consummate that marriage in intercourse until after Jesus was born.
所以即使他们已经成亲了，但是直到耶稣出生之前呢，他们没有同房。
So, and after Jesus was born, Joseph and Mary had physical relationships like any man and wife, and they had at least four sons and multiple daughters.
所以耶稣出生以后呢，玛利亚和约瑟呢就像正常的夫妻一样，他们最少有后面又生了四个儿子和几个女儿。
My suggestion is they had four sons and two. After Jesus, they had four sons and two daughters.
所以我的领受呢是他们应该后面耶稣之后啊有四个儿子和两个女儿。
Because Jesus makes number seven, and that's the perfect number.
加起来有七个啊。
Anyhow, just that God preserves that. I mean, she's with child. It's an embarrassment. The Lord says to Joseph, go ahead, marry her, but don't have physical relationship until afterwards.
所以你会看这个顺序是，先告诉约瑟把她娶过来，然后娶过来了呢，不能跟她同房，直到有第一个儿子出生。
Turn to John chapter 8. I'll show you something else significant.
我们再看约翰福音的八章。
In John chapter 8, Jesus is engaging with some of the religious leaders.
所以耶稣在这里呢，要跟一些宗教领袖来面对面。
And in the discourse, the religious leaders are talking about their father Abraham.
在这番对话里呢，宗教领袖谈到他们的父亲。
Verse 39.
亚伯拉罕就是三十九。
They said Abraham is our father.
他说我们的父就是亚伯拉罕。
Look at verse 41. Jesus said, "You do the deeds of your father," and they said to him, "We were not born of fornication." We have one Father, God.
四十一节，你们是行你们父所行的。他们说，就是法利赛人说，我们不是从淫乱生的，我们只有一位父，就是神。
Fornication is a word that is used for sexual intercourse before marriage.
所以从淫乱生的用的这个词呢，就是指着未婚先孕的这个词啊，就是它是特别指这么一种情形的。
So in this conversation, those religious leaders said, "You were born of fornication. You don't even know who your father was."
在这样的对话里，法利赛人其实是在跟耶稣说呢，你是从淫乱生的，你都不知道你父亲是谁。
We know who our father is, but you don't.
我们知道我们的父是谁，但是你不知道。
So, in other words, the embarrassment or the stigma of Mary having a child out of wedlock stayed with him his whole life.
换句话说呢，玛利亚未婚就有了耶稣呢，这件事情一直伴随耶稣啊，一生啊，他都相当于是他在人眼里的一个污点。
Can you imagine Jesus saying, "I am God"? I am the Son of God. I am the Messiah. And they said, "You're the illegitimate child of Mary. That's all you are."
你可以想一想这个对话哦。耶稣说：“我是神呢，我是神的儿子哈。”那法利赛人说：“你就是玛利亚未婚生的儿子哈。”对，这个对话就是当时的这个场景。
Of course, we know the truth because we know the backstory of how it all happened.
我们是知道这个故事的前面铺垫和所有的这个内容的。
At the end of chapter 8, the last verse 59, they took up stones to throw at him to kill him.
在八章的最后一节，他们要用石头打他，要打耶稣。
Do you know why they wanted to kill him?
为什么他们要杀耶稣呢？
He makes himself God.
因为他使自己与神同等。
He says, "Before Abraham was, I am."
他说没有亚伯拉罕就有了我。
That's God's name in the Old Testament. Moses said, "When I go back to Egypt, and they say, 'Who sent you?' He says, 'God, who will I tell them sent me?'" God said, "Tell them I am that I am sent you."
在旧约里，摩西问神，那他们要问我是谁差我来的呢？神就说，那是那自有永有的差我来，差你来。
So anyhow, it's quite the story, but the scriptures really do protect the virgin birth of the Lord Jesus. Can be no man influenced.
神是真正保守着童女怀孕这一段啊，是非常清楚的。
Okay, let's move along to chapter 9 then.
回到约翰九章。
And of John, and on your outline, we're going to look at verses 6 and 7.
我们来看第六和第七节。
Verses 6 and 7. When he had said these things, he spat on the ground and made clay with the saliva, and he anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay.
耶稣说了这话，就吐唾沫在地上，用唾沫和泥抹在瞎子的眼睛上。
And verse 7, and he said to him, Go wash in the pool of Siloam, which is translated sent. So he went and washed and came back seeing.
对他说，你往希洛亚池子去洗，希洛亚翻出来就是奉差遣。他去一洗，回头就看见。
Okay. Well, here we go again in some of the most unusual ways in which the Lord Jesus performs miracles.
那我们看见一个特别不同寻常的方式，耶稣来行神迹。
If you're taking notes under the Savior's command, I would put 2 points in your outline. A strange act and a strange command.
如果你在记笔记呢，就是可以在这一段下面写一个陌生人的计划和一个陌生人的行动。
One thing you could say about the Lord Jesus, it was he would always keep you wondering what he's going to do next by way of miracles.
所以你有一件事啊，是跟耶稣的形象有联系的，就是他总是让你很奇怪，他下一步可能会做什么，在行神迹的时候。
Sometimes he spits in the person's face.
有的时候他会吐唾沫在一个人的脸上。
This time he spits on the ground.
这次他吐唾沫在地上。
You know, sometimes he touches people and sometimes he doesn't touch people.
有的时候他碰摸一个人，有的时候他不碰。
He can heal from close proximity or from a great distance away.
他可以近距离的医治，也可以远距离医治。
The Lord Jesus has all power in heaven and earth.
耶稣有天上地上一切的权柄。
He doesn't have to even be there. All he has to do is say it, and the miracle will happen.
他甚至不需要在那里，他需要做的就是说啊。
Here is a man who could speak to demons, and the demons would be afraid of him.
他也可以对鬼说话，鬼都怕他。
Here is a man who could speak to death, and on several occasions the dead person woke up and walked away.
那他也可以对死亡说话，那有几次呢？死了的人复活就起来走了。
He could speak to diseases.
他也可以向疾病说话。
And people could be healed of diseases.
人也可以借着这样的话呢，在疾病中得医治。
He could speak to wind and water, and they would heed the voice of the master.
他也可以跟风浪说话。
He could speak to fish and tell a big fish, swim over by that boat. In a few minutes, they're going to throw a man overboard, and I want you to swallow him.
他也可以跟神说呢。他也跟这个一条大鱼说，游到那条船边上去，过一会儿呢，船上会有大家会把一个人丢下来，你可以把它吞下去
yeah,
就走了。
So the big fish swims over by the boat, and in a few minutes, Jonah is thrown overboard, and he swallows him.
然后这条大鱼就真的游过去了，过了几分钟呢，约拿被扔出来了，他把约拿吞了，就开走了。
He spoke to another fish one day and he says, what I'd like for you to do is swim along the bottom and pick up the coin and then swim over there and bite the hook.
还叫了一条鱼呢，先游到这个水底下咬了一块钱，再游上来就咬那个鱼钩。
One day he spoke to a fig tree and he says, you're done, wither, and it withered.
然后有一天他跟那个无花果树说呢，你这不要再永不要再结果子了，那果树就枯干了。
Matter of fact, just about everything in creation would heed the voice of the Creator.
所以每一个受造物啊，都能够听见造物主的声音。
Everything except one part of creation.
除了受造物中的一部分。
His own people.
就是他造的人。
They said, we will not have this man to rule over us.
人说呢，我不要这个人来管制我们。
So, in this case, the Creator...is going to do what I call a strange thing.
在这个例子里呢，我会说造物主要做一件奇怪的事了。
Now, in verse 6, let's analyze this verse a little bit.
我们来分析一下这一节哈，第六节。
The first thing he did was he spit on the ground.
第一件他做的事呢，就是吐唾沫在地上。
That's fairly common, actually.
这个很普通啊。
Most people don't spit it up.
没有人会。
It might come back.
没有人会对着天吐唾沫啊，那会掉回自己身上来。
So they usually spit down, right?
大家都是往下吐唾沫。Yeah.
My children went to a big high school in Sault Ste. Marie, Ontario.
那我的孩子呢，在安大略省的一个地方呢，上高中以前。
And sometimes I would drive them to school, and as they were getting out of the car, I would say, "I hope you don't get snake bit today in that school over there."
那每次呢，我把他们送到学校去，我等他们下车的时候，我会跟他们说，希望你们在这个学校不被蛇咬啊，今天。
Not because I thought there were snakes in the school, but because there's so much evil, and the snake represents Satan. And I thought, don't get snake bit today. Be careful.
不是说呢，我担心学校有真的蛇，而是呢，学校呢，我担心他们会碰到很多的恶事，那他们会被这个撒旦的恶所胜所试探。
So. There's no smoking or no drugs of any kind allowed in the school. We know that.
对学校呢，不允许抽烟，不允许其他的一些事情啊。
There's signs up, you know, saying no drugs, no smoking within so many feet of the building.
所以在学校的这个建筑里面呢，是有标识写的清清楚楚，不能抽烟，不能吸毒啊，很多这样的。
And so, all these kids, these students, they stand right under the sign smoking. You know? This is the closest they can get, you know, right under the sign.
很多高中生呢，干脆就站在这个禁止做这些事情的牌子底下抽烟啊。
And I don't know if they do it here.Every one of them is spitting. Every one of these, they're smoking and they're spitting all the time. Unbelievable.
每一个孩子呢，他们边抽烟呢边吐唾沫哈，就在站在那。
They're just walking around and spitting and smoking and spitting and smoking. That's all they're doing.
他们就走来走去，吐唾沫，抽烟，抽烟，吐唾沫，就在那。
Yeah. So.When we talk about spitting, the Bible talks about that in a negative way.
当我们说到吐唾沫呢，圣经也是用一个负面的角度来看待这件事。
If you wanted to show disgust with someone shame, a shameful thing. You spit on someone, you are saying you're not worth anything. I just spit on you.
所以当你知道你很讨厌一样人哈，那一个人或者一样事的时候，你会吐唾沫，那你会表达自己的厌恶的情绪，用吐唾沫的方式。
If you remember when they took the Lord Jesus, they slapped him in the face and they pulled his beard and they spit in his face.
你们都记得耶稣在受难前啊，当有人羞辱他的时候呢，大家就是吐唾沫在他脸上，然后把他的胡子啊用手打他。
I think I told you this, but my son was speaking in an open air in Honolulu on the street, and someone spit in his face.
以前我儿子呢在夏威夷传福音的时候呢，在路上传福音，就有人冲他吐唾沫。
So when somebody spits on you, they are showing they have no respect for you at all. You're just low scum of the earth, no good for anything.
当人向你吐唾沫的时候呢，他就把你看得最低的时候，他觉得你完全没有价值，他非常厌恶你。
But not so when the Lord Jesus spits. This is different.
但耶稣吐唾沫这次呢是不同的。
On one occasion, Jesus spits in a man's face and heals him.
有一次呢，耶稣吐唾沫在一个人的脸上，然后医治了他。
In this case, he spits on the ground and then he takes the clay, the ground.And his spittle, his saliva, and he's just like a little mud ball, is all I can think of. Just spit, get some mud, like this, and then it says, he anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay.
那这一次呢，他吐唾沫在地上呢，和了泥啊，其实就像个小泥球一样啊，然后他把它抹到那瞎子的眼睛上。
Well,one thing we know for sure is that the blind man did not see that.
有一件事我们是很确实的，他做这一切的时候呢，那个瞎子没看见。
He may have heard some sounds, you know.
他可能听见一些声音。
But he didn't really know what was going on.
但他不知道在发生什么。
And it might have been a blessing that he didn't know what was going on.
他不知道可能是好事啊。
You know? Yeah. So, we have to ask ourselves the question, why did Jesus spit on the ground and mix the dirt, the clay, with his saliva? Why would he do that?
我们可能会问这么一个问题，为什么耶稣这么做，和泥抹他眼睛？
You have any suggestion?
你们有什么好的想法吗？
I don't think he ever does this again.
我不觉得他在其他地方也做过同样的事啊。
This is like one time I'm going to do something so special and so unique. I'm never going to do this again, but it's very significant today.
所以这是一次的，我要做一个特别很独特的事情，不会再做的。
Inside. So,
okay.
You know, we know a person are created by dirt and by mud originally.
Yeah.
So maybe the Lord think this man was lack of a little part of.
okay. You better say that. Yeah.
就说呢，有这种可能啊，因为人是尘土造的啊。然后这个人生来瞎眼，就说明他的被造里呢，眼睛这块是没有了，所以再用尘土呢，再给他造个眼睛啊。
That's a possibility. Man was born without eyeballs, no eyes at all. I mean, we're not told that, but it's possible. So Jesus says, watch this. Here's one. Here's another one. Okay. We don't know. Anybody have another suggestion? We have two components. We have two things that are being mixed. What are the two things that are being mixed? Yeah, we got clay and saliva.
就是唾沫和泥啊, 两样东西混起来。
So, anything significant about saliva?
有没有对唾沫很重要的意义呢? His word.
Okay. He's going to speak in a minute. He's not speaking right now yet. Matter of fact, the last words that he speaks before he makes the clay, he says, as long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. And this guy lives in darkness, doesn't he? He's blind. Okay.
前一句话说呢, 我在世上的时候就是世上的光, 那这个人是生活在黑暗里, 他没有光。
So, normally saliva is for, not necessarily to make clay balls or to mix with clay, is normally not for that. What is saliva normally used for? I'm asking the question. I don't know exactly. It lubricates. If you don't have saliva, you have dry mouth, right?
如果你没有唾沫呢，你嘴会很干。
So there's a lot of things that saliva does. I think it actually keeps things that you don't want in your mouth out. Because when some foreign matter gets in there, you spit it out, right? Okay, there's something. But this divine saliva, like everything else that belongs to the Lord Jesus, has life in it.
所以就像这耶稣的唾沫和耶稣其他一样一切的事情一切的东西一样它是有生命的。
For instance, if I wanted to get your DNA, all I have to do is swab. Just go in and with a swab, get a swab from your mouth, your saliva, and people that know how to do this, check your DNA. And they were going to look at Jesus' DNA, and they go, whoa, look at this will run right off the charts. If they take the DNA from the Lord Jesus.
Yeah. 所以如果你今天医学你要测你的DNA呢，你弄一点唾沫，你就能够得着哦，这个人的DNA是什么。
So anyhow, whatever it is, I'm thinking with you, we do know what clay or dirt is. That was what God made man out of initially, right? Takes dirt.
所以我们现在知道泥呢，地上的泥就是神造人用的最初的那个物质啊。
Now, in the beginning, back in Genesis chapter 2, God formed the man out of the dust of the earth.
在创世纪二章呢，神是用地上的尘土啊造了人。
But God did not spit and make the shape of the man. He formed the man, and then he breathed on the man.
他没有吐唾沫来造这个人，他把人造成呢，是在口鼻里吹了一口气。
So in this case, he takes the same element, dust or clay, and instead of breathing on it, he releases his saliva and uses divine saliva and original dust of the earth and anoints the eyes of the blind man with the clay. Anoints.
所以在这一次他并不是吹气，他是用他神圣的这个唾沫和了这个泥，又重新给他造了眼睛，抹在他的瞎子的眼睛上，使他重新能有眼睛。
What does it mean to anoint?
那抹这个意思是什么呢？
Somebody got a Greek word somewhere or something? I think commonly speaking, and I haven't looked this up today, but anoint means
cover.
Don't think so.
Heal.
No. Massage, rub, anoint. Now, in some cases, you remember they were to anoint the priest. We've been studying that on Sunday night. And the way they anointed was to pour. And the oil went over Aaron and his beard and all this stuff. But in the New Testament, I believe, I wish I had brought my little thing. Anyhow, I think the word means to rub, anoint, put on, rub in, I think. Anybody have a different translation?
Well, ointment. You know what ointment is. You just don't put it on. You always put it on and then you rub it on.
Ah, good point. Right? Ointment.
So that's ointment, right?
Okay.
So
所以油膏这样东西，你不是只是抹上去的，你会揉的，你会其实倒在上面以后就搓一搓的，这是这个词的这里的意思。
Because it has to go in, right?
因为它要进去嘛，你要让这个物质进去。
Okay. Okay. So what I'm suggesting is that. Okay, see that?
Yeah.
Now, I'm just suggesting that.
他是用这个手去揉这个Cheat的眼睛，就是表明了当时耶稣是这么做的。
Okay. Regardless of exactly how he did it and what it was, we can all agree it is unusual, right?
No.
Unusual.
我们现在就算知道他所有这么做的事，我们按照现在的理解呢，觉得这个是非常特别的，不同寻常的。So
a strange act, and now a strange command.
所以一个奇怪的动作，还有现在再多了一个奇怪的命令。Okay.
Verse 7, so after he does that, however that was, and we're just supposing, after he does that, he says, go wash in the pool of Siloam, which is translated sent. So he went and washed and came back seeing.
对他说呢，你往希罗亚池子去洗啊，希罗亚翻出来就是奉差遣，他去一洗，回头就看见了。Okay,
now we gotta have a geography lesson now. Where is Jesus when this happened?
所以耶稣在哪里呢？当这些事发生的时候，耶稣在哪里？
Remember, chapter 8 starts with the Mount of Olives.
那第八章呢，是从橄榄山开始的。
And do we have any other indication that the scene has changed?
有没有场景切换的这个背景呢？新闻呢？
You think, is it still, are we still in the Mount of Olives?
No.
59. Last chapter, last verse.
Oh, the temple.
Temple, yeah.
Very good. Yeah. Okay, so he's in the temple. He's going out of the temple. And as he passes by, so this blind man probably very close to the temple. Very close.
从八章的五十九节呢，我们注意到耶稣是在殿里出去的时候遇见这个瞎子的，所以这个瞎子应该在离殿的位置非常近。
So the question is, where is the pool of Siloam?
那现在问题来了。
With reference to the temple, because he goes to the pool of Siloam and then he returns.
希罗亚池子和圣殿的位置到底是怎么样一个对比关系呢？希罗亚池子在哪里？
I don't think I have a detailed map enough to find the city of Jerusalem. Oh yes, I do. Okay, I don't know if you have a map of Jerusalem in the back of your Bible, but I happen to have one. Look, Pool of Siloam, right here. Here is the temple site. This is probable extent of Nehemiah's reconstruction. I was thinking that was a road, but this is City of David. This is from David to Christ, so it takes a lot of.
Yeah,
but they, if they are in, do you have it?
Yeah,
that's right. That's right.
在新约的，我们翻一下地图啊。
Oh, you got that in your Bible? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
在新约的马太福音之前，如果是这个蓝本的圣经啊，在马太福音之前，旧约的最后，附录里面，旧约的附录里面有这个。耶稣时代的耶路撒冷的地图啊，就图一，不是表啊，前面其实先几个表，然后从地图的第一张地图就是耶路撒冷的地图。耶路撒冷的地图，你就看见圣殿是在右上角的，然后希罗亚池子是在正下方的。
I'm going to take a guess here. I'm going to say it's about 1 kilometer.
我猜啊，这里大概是有一公里的。
Could be a little bit further, but I think it might be 1 kilometer. I got a scale here in yards. So about 1,000 yards, about 1,000 meters, about 1 kilometer, maybe.
差不多一千米哈，估摸一下，差不多一千米。因为有比例尺在这里。
Okay, now let's go back to John 9 and put that in perspective for a minute. See if we can add that geography to our story.
所以我们可以放到这个约翰福音九章啊，然后把它放到这个地理来看。
So, first of all, the pool of Siloam can be translated to a different word.
那首先呢？希罗亚也可以翻成其他的词。
And that word is what? Instead of Siloam, what is the word?
那这个词是什么呢？不是希罗亚是什么意思 ？Sent.
Sent. Yeah.
就是奉差遣。
Sent. Okay. So Jesus said to him, "Go wash in the pool, sent."
所以耶稣就给他说呢，你去在一个叫奉差遣的池子去洗一下。
Now a few interesting things. Again, let me remind you, don't read your Bible so fast. You miss a lot of stuff.
那我还是给大家建议，不要读经太快了，因为你会漏掉很多东西。
How did that blind man who is born blind? How did he know where to go?
那这个瞎子是怎么生来瞎眼？他是又知道怎么去，就他怎么去这个池子呢
？We could only imagine that he had been there before. Somebody maybe is taking him there before.
那只能想象呢，有人带他去过那个地方。
What is the significance of the pool of Siloam? Why would he go there? Why would he tell him to go there to wash?
为什么这个要带他到那个池子里去啊？这个池子重要性是什么？
I tried to find that out, and I could not find that out.
我也想努力找到这个答案呢，还没有找到。
I couldn't find any. Does anybody have a Bible with a footnote or a reference? Like, what is the significance of the pool of Siloam?
有没有大家有解释版的圣经底下讲到，为什么要去奉差遣使的？
Any thoughts?
有没有什么想法 ？Baptism, she said.
Baptism?
Yeah.
She have a note, a reference for that, or just a guess?
Guess.
Yeah. Okay. Good guess. Yeah. Good guess. Okay. So we'll have to leave that as a bit of a mystery, but it will be significant. We just haven't found it yet. Okay.It will be, Jesus didn't say, just go find some water and put it on your eyes and see you in a few minutes. He sent him. This is a direct, this is specific direction what to do.
所以耶稣并不是说呢，你去随便哪个地方找点水洗一下。耶稣是明确指出这个地方名字的。
You remember way back in the Old Testament, 1400 years before, Moses said to the people, "There's a serpent on a pole, and I want you to go and look at that serpent."
记得在1400年前，这耶稣之前的1400年，摩西的时代，摩西明确的告诉以色列人，有一个蛇在杆上，你要去看。
Yeah. And everyone who has been bitten by a serpent, when he looks at the serpent on the pole, he will be healed.
那一切被蛇咬的，看那杆上挂着的蛇就会得医治。
You can almost hear people when they heard that.
你可以想象。
You can almost imagine what they're thinking when they heard that.
当人听到这个命令，人会怎么想呢？
It was like, How could looking at a snake on a pole help me? That doesn't make any sense.
我看杆上的一条蛇怎么能帮助我呢？这个完全不能理解。
And you could almost think this blind man, how by putting mud in my eyes and then going down, it's a kilometer away, I got to go down and wash the mud off of my face. How could that?Possibly give me sight.
你也可以想想，这个瞎子想，我就是脸上、眼上有点泥，然后就让我走那么远下去洗一个池子洗一下，这怎么可能呢？有什么意义啊
？Now on his way, that is the blind man. On his way to the pool, he's still blind, right? He can't see yet.
从圣殿到池子，他还是一个瞎子吗？
Maybe somebody is helping him. Maybe he's just trying to find the pool of Siloam. I have no idea, but I know one thing. He must exercise. Are you ready? Faith.
所以我也许别人扶他去的，也许他自己去的，但我知道有一点，他必须凭着信心才会去。
Nothing else makes sense. There's nothing reasonable about this whole story.
那整个故事到现在为止完全没有你从道理上、逻辑上能想得通的事。
The key to this story is that he believed what Jesus told him.
那这个故事的关键在这时候呢，就是他相信耶稣告诉他的。
So he went to the pool called Sent because he was sent there.
所以他去了一个叫奉差遣的池子，因为他是自己被差遣过去的。
And he washed his face, or he washed, just as he washed. He probably jumped right in. That's what I think he did.
所以他是洗完以后就看见自己的脸了，我都猜他可能都跳到水里去了。
And then he had to come back 1 kilometer.
那他还要再走一公里走回来。
I think he came back twice as fast as he went.
他回来的速度可能是他去的速度的两倍，我猜。
He probably went very carefully, one step at a time. Coming back, he's running all the way.
他去的时候可能很小心的一步一步走，回来就跑着走。
He is not bumping into anything on his way back. He's got good vision.
他再也不会撞到任何东西了，因为他有很好的视力。
Okay. So, as we end our lesson today, well, I just want you to remember the key element here is that he believed the instructions that were given to him.
好，我们结束之前呢，我告诉大家这里的关键的点在于呢，他相信耶稣所告诉他的那个命令。
I can almost see this fellow when he gets back. He's talking to one of his friends, and he says to one of his friends, he says, "Tell me again what he did."
他可能会跟他的一个朋友说，告诉我一下他做了什么。
Because later they're going to ask him in the story. This is a great story. They're going to ask him. He says, "I don't know. I was blind, and now I see. I don't know how it happened."
因为后面人还会问他，他说我不知道，我以前是瞎的，现在能看见，这是我知道。
But his friends knew, and I can just hear him say, "Just tell me once more exactly how he did that now." You know.
他的朋友知道到底发生了什么，他也许会问他的朋友到底发生了什么，让我详细描述。
Let me give you a bit of a history of this pool of Siloam.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's here in the book here. So
all right, very good.
Okay, so Hezekiah, in the old days, the city of Jerusalem, if it got besieged or you know enemies came to attack that city, King Hezekiah had built a tunnel straight to this pool of Siloam. And nobody could detect them going in there to get the water. And they would come in with the water into the city. And otherwise, they would have no water. They would die inside the city.
So, this is Hezekiah King's time to build a pool. This pool, there is a water channel underneath. This water channel is like a tunnel, like a tunnel. It's connected to the water channel.所以当城被围城的时候呢，他们可以通过这个管道呢去城外取水。
They had no fear to go to get this water when they were surrounded by enemies. They could go through this tunnel. There's no fear. They weren't scared. They went and got the water and came back into the city again.
所以因着这样的一个安排呢，他们就不再惧怕被围城的时候缺水的状况。
Now this name Siloam must have come from way back then. I mean, the Lord must have inspired somebody to give that pool that name.
所以这个奉差遣的这个池子呢，就是回到最早就是西西家王时代啊，也许在那个时候起了名。
So the Lord sent him there. There was no fear of him to go there. Maybe his parents took him there. We don't know how he got there. Or his friends, maybe his mother and father, they took him to this pool. But he came back with a new life. He had his eyesight back and you know, it's like living waters. He was blind, now he sees.
Mm-hmm.
He has his eyes restored to him and a new life in Christ.
So he went to the time, maybe his friends took him, but when he came back, he had a new life, new eyes, very happy, completely no fear, because that pool gives people a feeling of peace, because there is water, and when the city is surrounded, it gives people
life. Now he can come back to Jerusalem and tell great things that the Lord has done for him.
所以他可以回到耶路撒冷，告诉大家耶稣做的呢，在他身上行的大事。
And it says in our text that never ever before had something like this happened in history, that a blind man born blind got his eyesight, got his eyes back. Never before in history.
然后在历史上呢，这里讲过从来没有发生过这样的事啊，就是一个生来瞎眼的瞎子。
But this was one of the signs mentioned in the Old Testament, that when the Messiah comes, he will open the eyes of the blind. That means a person that never had his eyes before when he was born, he had no eyes.
也证明了这是弥赛亚来了，因为没有人地上的人除了神能够做到使得一个生来瞎眼的瞎子能看见。
You know, I was on a train coming, going from Calcutta to New Delhi in India.
有一次我在印度呢，从一个城市叫加尔各答去到新德里。
And while I was sitting on this train, there was a beggar that was coming around to get money because he had no eyes, no nose, just a little opening in his mouth here, no ears. He was born like that.
他这是一个生来没有眼睛、没有鼻子、没有耳朵的人啊，只有一个嘴巴。然后他在这趟火车上乞讨啊，就讨到自己的面前。
And he couldn't talk. He could just make noises from this little hole in his mouth.
他也说不出话啊，他就只能嘴里有一点声音出来。
And this beggar here, this blind person, he was probably sitting in close to the temple because that's where people came, and he was probably begging for money.
所以这个生来瞎眼的瞎子呢，应该是在圣殿讨饭的啊。
And Jesus gave him more than money.Way more than money.
耶稣给了他比钱更多、更宝贵的东西。
Now he could go out and work, and he could help his mother and father with chores. His eyesight was restored to him.
他可以出去工作，可以帮助他的父母，因为他现在能看见。
What a wonderful Savior we have!
Amen.
多么好的一个救主啊！我们有的。
Okay. Thank you. You want to close in prayer?
Okay. 我们来做结束的祷告。我们在天上的父，谢谢您。赐给我们这圣经，也赐给我们这宝贵的福音，让我们能够认识我们的救主耶稣基督。我们唯愿我们也和这生来瞎眼的瞎子一般我们来到人面前做见证的时候，说我从前是瞎眼的，现在能看见我的主为我行了大事因为我不但在今生看见他的信实，我们更在永恒的赦免救恩上看见他的爱与信实。求您带领我们每一个尚未信靠他的人能够接受这救恩，带领我们已经信靠他的人在他里面越来越有基督长成的圣量。祷告感恩奉主耶稣基督的圣名， Amen.
Amen. Amen.